Greetings, welcome to another edition of Confessions of a Movie Critic. I'm Spling. So, a little bit of a funny, kind of pedantic discussion, and not so much a confession, maybe a confession, if you will. Film versus movie. What do they mean? Are they as interchangeable as we think they are? This kind of is something that doesn't really matter in a way, but then it does in a sort of farming on the inside of a ping pong ball kind of way. Being a film critic and a movie critic, you see where that is going. You know, you're writing film reviews, you're writing movie reviews. What does it matter? Film, movie. I'm going to go and watch a film today. I'm going to watch a movie this evening. You know, does it really matter? I think it does. And I first started, you know, thinking about it more, even though I think we all actually know that there's something going on there. And we kind of, it's just really providing a hook for you to sort of hang this kind of stuff on, this information. But doing a show called Talking Movies, and the title obviously has movies in it, the real specifics of it are that when I am introducing a film for review or a movie, I've started actually differentiating between the two, because I think it gives people a good idea of what to expect, what kind of lens you are actually reviewing the film from. And I think this is quite a big deal, because when you watch a film, you are going in with certain requisites, kind of expectations around what that entails. When you go and watch a movie, I think people are watching from a slightly different perspective. So I think there is a distinction, and I'm going to try and explain it as best as I can in this podcast. So, film, I think it already is quite sort of associated with more of the art house world than blockbusters and commercial theatres. When you say you're going to see a film, I think it leans more towards something much more substantial than sort of a popcorn actioner or something like that. And when I use the word film when I'm doing the reviews, I'm saying this is a product, and they all are products. That could even be another podcast. But this product is designed to, you know, even some art films aren't really going for substance. But what I'm trying to say is that there's merit, that there is a clear intention, a very clear vision, and the film is being made as an arguably artful execution. And there's quite a fine line, because obviously with the artistry of CGI these days, you could try and argue that a Marvel superhero blockbuster is in fact an artwork. And, you know, what is art? I don't want to really go down that lane, because it just never ends. And the real discussion here is around the nuances and the kind of aura of meaning around each of these words. And I feel that film sets it up as a little bit more elevated. When someone says they're a filmmaker, it's kind of saying something much more than I make movies. And obviously you've got instances where someone will say, yeah, I make movies, and they're just trying to downplay, you know, maybe just how brilliant their abilities are. So there's a distinction, and I think when you say something like, I'm going to go watch a movie, it's more to do with, like, entertainment value. There's much more of a focus on just entertaining, keeping the viewer transfixed, moving the story and plot points along quite quickly so it doesn't get too dragged out. There aren't a lot of long shots. It's like moving at a pace that you can almost sort of just veg and let all the visuals wash over you and just enjoy it for that alone. Then these films, these movies, are easier, sort of, it's quite easy to slip between the two, are more geared towards storylines and narratives that are quite predictable and, you know, follow a very comfortable sort of progression. And there are only about 13 type stories that are out there, really, if you kind of drill down. But movies tend to follow these narrative arcs much more closely than films do. Films have got almost like a secondary rule book where they can get away with more, and they don't have to have a proper ending. They can have that sort of ellipsis sort of moment where it's like ambiguous, and there's a lot more wiggle room when it comes to the world of film. So yeah, I make that distinction whenever I'm reviewing a film, and before I review it, I'm kind of saying that because I want the listener to say to themselves, even though they might not be actively thinking, oh, he said film there, or oh, he said movie, I want them to sort of listen with the right ear. And I say that because when you review a movie, if you review it as a film, it gets into a little bit of trouble, and the same for a film as a movie, because they both have got slightly different objectives. Obviously, there's the idea of just being in a cinema and enjoying this immersive experience where you can live vicariously through a character for 2 hours, and both of them kind of check those boxes. But I feel that film is more sophisticated in terms of its wordage. Even if you break down, and I kind of do this jokingly, even if you break down the words, full and mm are much more gratifying than moo and v. If you kind of think about that, you know, the sound a cow makes, as well as a rude gesture, as opposed to the sort of gratifying sound of film. And when people talk about film, it's usually from a more academic or studied kind of perspective. We're talking more about the craft of film. So I think there's a huge gap between these words, even though people tend to use them interchangeably. And I must say that it's not something that I've gone out and I've decided, okay, now I have to write film review, even though I'm kind of tempted to do that. I have to write film review when I'm reviewing something from a sort of film perspective, and movie review when I'm reviewing from a movie perspective. You know, I have a rating system that crosses both. I don't have separate rating systems for each of those, but it is weighing up that film based on the merits of that film for what it is. So when someone reads a review that I've posted, I am going to talk about it, but from within its own perspective. Just like a rom-com will have its own little playbook, and how well it sort of succeeds at checking each of these boxes that the genres sort of, you know, how well it navigates the cliches of the genre and that kind of thing. There are a whole lot of sort of minute details that go into this, and it's also a thing that if it's kind of doing what it should and it's being quite formulaic, it's not necessarily going to get high rating from me. I'm kind of looking at a film and I'm saying, what did they do differently? How did they keep this fresh? What did they do that was excellent? And I'm taking it from that perspective. So if you're going for the sort of low-hanging fruit of trying to put a rom-com together, obviously it's not going to score as highly. It's going to have to be so original and inventive to get a really high score that it almost isn't a rom-com anymore. It's sort of going beyond that realm. I'm digressing a little bit. So film and movie. Movie is also just much more colloquial. It's much more of a word that you'll say, hey, let's go to the movies, or hey, what movies are showing at the cinema? And the idea also kind of, to me, feels more like a group exercise. So when you go and see a movie, it's more like, hey, let's go and watch a movie, and we can have a coffee afterwards and chat about the movie. And sometimes it doesn't even matter if it's a good or bad movie. It's more, the focus there is more about the group activity and just kind of doing it together. And when you watch a film, I'm sure you've had this, depending on who you're sitting with, the film changes. It's like I went to go and watch a movie called There's Something About Mary, which is from 1997. It's the Farrelly brothers. It's Ben Stiller. It's Cameron Diaz. Matt Dillon. And it's one kind of film when you're watching with another sort of teenager, right? But it's an entirely different film if you're watching with your gran, because there are obviously certain things in that film that are not necessarily gran-orientated. And I'm using gran in a very sort of generalized way. You know, a conservative viewer is going to sort of view a film differently. And if you've recommended that film or suggested that film, obviously the onus is now on you, and all the focus is on you, and it really just kind of becomes your responsibility almost, and your your blame is assigned for picking a bad film and one that's totally inappropriate for Gran, even though you thought, well, it looks like a nice comedy. So movie, I think, is much more forgivable than film. Film is reaching higher. I think people that use the word film and talk about themselves as a filmmaker are sort of like, there's another word for both of these, which is motion picture. And that is quite an interesting one, because that tends to be used when people are promoting a film, where you've got marketing agents and you've got, you know, stuff sort of leading up to maybe a prestige film, where they start talking about a new motion picture, blah, blah, blah. It's not just a film. It's not just a movie. It's a motion picture. It's not a photoplay. It's not a moving picture. You know, those are the kind of things that you would expect someone with a top hat and a monocle to be talking about. So, yeah, I haven't been that articulate with presenting my case for film and movie, but I think I've expressed myself well enough to say film kind of engenders this idea of more sophistication, more craft, more sort of like vision in terms of trying to create something that's very substantial and of artistic merit, whereas movie is a lot more casual and a lot more popcorn orientated, geared towards entertainment value and not so much you know, going for these sort of lofty high ideas, sticking quite close to what works, much more of a sort of checkbox type product than I would say the film side of things really appeals to. So film versus movie, I hope this got you to sort of think about them slightly differently. These are the kind of things that you've probably been thinking about all this time, without sort of, you know, presenting it in such a sort of analytical way. So yeah, I hope you agree with me, and maybe I will start changing the film review versus the movie review, because I think it does actually offer a wonderful window from which people can sort of say, you know, listen to an evaluation of that film or a movie. And I think I'm going to try my best. I know it's like one of those things that doesn't really matter, but I think that giving it one leaning or the other can have some long-term benefit. Thanks for listening. Cheers.